celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Hey, everybody. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio, where we talk about the travel and lifestyle for you and your furry best friend. So they say that necessity is the mother of invention. But my favorite saying is, hey, why didn't I think of that? Well, my first guest, Curtis Coulter, and his wife, Judy, from Zen Den, did think of a luxurious pet bed with a twist. Hi, Curtis, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. And thank you so much for being a sponsor for our 10th annual cross-country life-saving tour. Get your licks on Route 66.
I think that's going to be great, and I hope hundreds and hundreds of pets get adopted and get into new happy homes.
Well, I appreciate that, and with your help, I'm sure that's going to happen. And I just want to say that the Zen Den is so beautiful, where photos do not do it justice. And I know that stunt dog Ladybug on Animal Radio would love to get her paws on this, too. So basically, what is different about the Zen Den, and how did you come up with this?
Well, in all truth, I have to confess, my wife came up with it. I'm a zoologist, and she's a designer. She's a graduate from the LA Fashion Institute, and she took her dog, Rosie, to work with her every day, and Rosie was one of those dogs that we've all seen who loves to make beds. And so if you've ever seen a dog, they may take the rug in the kitchen and they'll roll it up into a ball and sleep on top of it, or they'll find their bed and shred it. They'll do something to make a bed, and that's part of a denning instinct. I knew about the denning instinct, but Judy knew how to make a bed once she saw what was going on.
Well, it was a match made in heaven, and my three dogs have been testing out the Zen Den, and it's just amazing how much they enjoy that denning nesting experience. And I know I've spoken with Judy about this, but my 10-year-old, my 8-year-old boxer, Jake, is the best because he's made a mess out of every room that we ever go into, and especially our media room. That's where we plant ourselves at the end of the day. And before we even can get our seat on the sofa, he's already made a fort. I mean, he is hysterical. I'm trying to capture a video for you guys to use, but it's a great big thank you from me.
Well, you're welcome. What the Zen Den does is it satisfies that denning instinct. So, again, if you've had a pet and they've wanted to make their own bed, you'll see that they engage in this pawing behavior to dress up a bed. And if you can think back into the wild, the time when they were out in the wilderness somewhere, they would find grass or leaves, they would dig them up and make a nice soft bed for themselves. You see that behavior a lot of times on the beds that we buy, whether we buy them from, you know, a big box store or whatever. They're typically either a flat bed or some sort of disposable bed, for lack of a better word, and they may get in there and start to destroy it. You know, they'll be digging at it and digging at it, and that's what happened with the bed that Judy gave to Rosie, her dog. And Judy would eventually put a towel or a blanket over the top of it, and then the towel or the blanket would get arranged and the dog would go to sleep. And Judy just got tired of the unsightly mess in the office, so she designed one. And she designed one in the same manner that she designs clothing for multi-use in the industrial world, such as casinos and the like. And so she wanted to have something that was both attractive and durable. And so that was the inspiration for the Zen Den. So she made a bed that has a bolster. Inside of the bolster is a pillow. Attached to the pillow is a blanket. And the bed is so unique, it's now patented throughout Europe, Canada, United States, Japan, China. But it's patented everywhere because it's actually a very, very unique bed. And you've seen this yourself, Susan, you see the dog get in there and they'll start fluffing it up and they'll lay down. And that's what they do with their beds that they're trying to shred. What they're doing is they're going in and testing the density and testing the, if you will, the quality of the bed as they walk around, and you'll see them do a circle or a half circle and lay down. When the dogs get in the Zen Den, they just do a little half circle and lay right down. I'm sure you've seen that. Or they may get in and start bouncing up and down and jumping because they're so excited about being able to release their instinctive behavior. And then they lay down.
It tickles us to no end. So all three dogs have tried this out. And the youngest of the pack is our 2-year-old Honey. And she almost disappears in this bed, but it's hysterical to see her. She was hiding some rawhide bone, not rawhide, sorry, that's a bad word. She was hiding a treat in the bed, and it was so deep and luxurious, I wasn't sure she was going to be able to get it out. I mean, eventually she did, but this is pure luxury, and I'm going to stress it once again that people need to go to your website, zendenpets.com, so they can take a look at it and watch your video. But for those listeners who have always wanted to create something and they think, oh, gee, I'm not sure, you know, how do I do this? What should I do? When you two decided to do this, how long did it take you from concept to reality?
Well, fortunately for me, I was at work, but it took Judy a couple of weeks. and so she's got a CAD system that she uses for designing garments. And she thought about the types of fabrics that would be appropriate, meaning that would be durable, like you wouldn't want a woven fabric like that you might wear something that's soft like a sweater because the dog would shred it. And so she went through and selected some very durable, high-quality, attractive fabrics that were all machine washable. So that's one of the other qualities, is that she wanted to have something that as time went on, when the bed got dirty, she could wash it and put it back together. Because all the other beds that we'd had, and I'm sure you've had this experience, you put it in the wash, maybe it has a little fabric cover, you take it off, you put the foam in the wash, you bring it out, and now you've got a puzzle which you can never put together again.
Exactly.
So she did that, and then she went through a couple of prototypes and found the right density, if you will, or firmness, especially with the bolster, which is the outer perimeter. And the outer perimeter is actually something very important to the dog. They love having their head up. If you've ever walked into a room and the dog's head isn't pointed at you, but they open their eye and they look right at you, it tells you why that bolster is important. It's important from an instinctive basis. They love to know, where's that sound coming from? And if they have their head up, which they have on a bolstered bed like the Zenden, then when they open the eye, they're able to look right at you because their stereophonic hearing is able to pick up the direction you're coming from.
Well, there's just so much more to it than anyone would ever imagine. And I just want to thank you guys again for creating this and give Judy a big hug for me, because not only is it's a nice source of entertainment for us all day long as we work in our office, but truly the look on Jake's face is just, you know, you just can't put a price tag on that. So thank you guys so much. And thank you for taking the time to talk with me today.
You're welcome. Zenden Pets loves being there and we love supporting you. So I hope you have a great day, and I hope the Route 66 is going to be successful as we all intend it to be.
Thank you so much. For more information, please log on to zendenpets.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will learn about the ultimate getaway with Fido. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Fido Friendly Magazine presents the 10th Annual Cross Country Pet Adoption Tour. Get your licks on Route 66. Powered by Nissan, the tour travels from Los Angeles to Chicago, stopping at shelters along the way to support adoption events. Companion sponsors Tito's Vodka and Doglegs join in the fun, as media sponsor Animal Radio broadcasts the tour from September 8th to October 14th. Pet Box sponsor Paw Pack and pet insurance sponsor Embrace Pet Insurance support the tour, along with advocate sponsors Buddy Belts, Pecurian, Hands-On Gloves, and Rolf C. Hagen. Attendees at each event stand in line to donate money and spin our giant spinning wheel, filled with great prizes they can win. Provided by sponsors like Community Sponsors, Cosequin Joint Health Supplements, PetMate, Dexis, Zenden, and Canidae, where all proceeds benefit the shelter at the end of the day. Log on to FidoFriendly.com and find out where the tour stops near you. And who knows, you might just find your new forever friend.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims with Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And this segment is proudly brought to you by our good friends at The Honest Kitchen, where dehydrated raw pet foods offer a way to create fresh, natural meals for your pet in the comfort of your home. So at Fido Friendly Magazine, our mantra is leave no dog behind. And when traveling with our furry best friend, you have more choices than ever to choose the perfect destination where both you and Fido are welcome. My next guest, Yuli Gotsev, I hope I said that right, Yuli, from Redwoods in Yosemite, is here to tell us why the Redwoods at Yosemite is the perfect place to vacation with Fido. Hi, Yuli. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. Thank you for having me. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. I'm so happy that you could join in the fun with us today. And I know from firsthand experience a few years ago what a delightful experience pet parents can have with Fido when visiting Yosemite and the great outdoors. So how many of your properties are Fido friendly?
Well, we have about 120 vacation homes. They're all located inside of the park, and about a third of them are pet friendly. So our homes range from bronze to platinum rated cabins and luxurious homes. So there's quite a bit to choose from.
So what should our visitors know about bringing Fido to Yosemite before booking their vacation? Because I know when you go into a state park that there's rules, and, you know, certainly we want to be aware of those so that we could, you know, be good stewards for the folks that do travel with their pets.
Absolutely. There's a couple of things that National Park Service restricts, and you are supposed to walk your pet on fully paved roads, sidewalks, bicycle paths, and mainly in developed areas. And at the Redwoods in Yosemite, we're located in historic Wawona, so the same rules apply there as well.
So I know when we visited before, it was so lovely. We felt like we were in a forest and we could walk our dogs in the morning. And there's really nothing like Yosemite in the morning. And, you know, just it's breathtakingly beautiful anyway. But the air is just crisp. And it's just something that if you've ever wanted to visit Yosemite, you know, this would be a great time to do so with Fido. And I know that when you log on to redwoodsinyosemite.com, we can see right away there's a pet friendly tab at the top, and it takes us to the list of all your pet friendly rentals. So are there any pet restrictions or pet fees that we should be aware of?
Yes, and thanks for pointing that out. We have a $25 fee per pet per night, and the restriction that we try to follow as much as possible at the Redwoods and honor the homeowner's wishes that you should not leave your pet unattended for more than 2 hours at the cabin.
Well, that's a good rule of thumb, too, because I know oftentimes people may not be aware, you know, Fido's perfectly fine in your home, but when anytime they get out and they're in a new area, a new home, a new environment, you know, it might make them nervous. Not that, you know, you'd think your pet would ever be destructive, but I've been in places where the back of the doors are scratched up. So I know that a pet might have been there and been left unattended. And for those of us who crate our pets when we aren't there, I would imagine that would help solve any kind of problem that they would have.
Not everybody likes to smells outside, so, you know, it's natural for a pet to smell everything possible from a bear scent or a deer scent. So, yes, you're absolutely right. And on a crisp morning, there's nothing better than just walking with your dog and enjoying. And like you said, the air is actually pretty good right now. We're very happy that we're back to normal air quality, and it's absolutely a beautiful time to visit. In the fall is where you kind of get the park to yourself a little bit. There's less crowd.
Right.
Kids are back to school, so for pet parents and for their families, it's a little bit more spacey and more relaxed. So it's definitely a great time to be up in Yosemite right now.
Yeah, and I know you said things were getting back to normal, and I wanted to touch upon, I know that the recent California fires had impacted your area, so but everything is good to go, and people can ring you up and make reservations and feel assured that air quality that we were just talking about is back to normal.
Yes, and thanks for touching up on that, because we went through a few heavy smoke weeks up in Wawona. We were near the southern side of the Ferguson fire, and fire is now fully contained at 100%. Yosemite Valley is open. Mariposa Grove is open again. So Mariposa Grove went over a three-long, beautiful restoration. So the giant sequoia trees are a wonderful place to visit, as the trails are now a little bit better, and the grove is as majestic as ever. And we're, yes, indeed, fully recovered, back in operation, and we've been accepting guests for about a week now, so we can't wait from a business standpoint to, of course, recover. But right now it's a little less crowded, so in from a guest perspective, it's just gorgeous.
I bet. So now, speaking about booking, how far in advance should pet parents start making reservations, especially for the upcoming holidays? Because I imagine that's a busy time for you, too.
Yes. So, for example, for the holidays, yes, a little bit of an advance notice is appreciated, as and it's great for the guests because you get a bigger selection. So we have the largest selection of vacation home rentals in the park. Like I said, we have about 120 units, and the sooner, of course, you book, the better. That way you can choose a special. We have a 15% off end of summer special right now that is doing quite well. Our 20% or your third night free special starts in October, but of course you can book now. So that's our most popular special. And for Thanksgiving, usually we sell out. For Labor Day, of course, we sell out. So the sooner the better for the holidays. In terms of an immediate booking, you can go on our website, and the only restriction is, I believe, within 72 hours, you cannot make a reservation online, but you can call our office, and our reservations team will assist you with finding the home or the cabin that will suit you best.
Well, that sounds like a good incentive. I think 20% off or third night free. If anyone is considering visiting Yosemite while the crowds have gone away, please check out redwoodsinyosemite.com. Yuli, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you, Susan, for having us, and good luck and enjoy the rest of your day. And we're looking forward to all you pet owners, and bring Fido with you and enjoy some of that crisp Yosemite air.
You got it. For more information, log on to redwoodsinyosemite.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will learn about the benefits of pet insurance. So stay, sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Fido Friendly Magazine presents the 10th Annual Cross Country Pet Adoption Tour. Get your licks on Route 66. Powered by Nissan, the tour travels from Los Angeles to Chicago, stopping at shelters along the way to support adoption events. Companion sponsors Tito's Vodka and Doglegs join in the fun, as media sponsor Animal Radio broadcasts the tour from September 8th to October 14th. Pet Box sponsor Paw Pack and pet insurance sponsor Embrace Pet Insurance support the tour, along with advocate sponsors Buddy Belts, Peccurian, Hands-On Gloves, and Rolf C. Hagen. Attendees at each event stand in line to donate money and spin our giant spinning wheel, filled with great prizes they can win. Provided by sponsors like Community Sponsors, Cosequin Joint Health Supplements, Petmate, Dexis, Zenden, and Canaday, where all proceeds benefit the shelter at the end of the day. Log on to FidoFriendly.com and find out where the tour stops near you. And who knows, you might just find your new forever friend.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims with Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. My next guest is David Rogers with Embrace Pet Insurance. Hi, David. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. It's great to be here.
You know, I want to thank you so much for being our official pet insurance sponsor for our 10th annual cross-country pet adoption tour. Get your licks on Route 66.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having us. You know, when we learned about Fido Friendly Magazine's adoption tour, we knew we wanted to be involved. I mean, as you know, like each year there's millions of adoptable dogs and cats that are unfortunately euthanized in shelters in the United States. And, you know, we love the fact that Fido Friendly is not only raising awareness about the pet adoption issue, but you guys are also promoting the benefits of traveling with your pet. So it's a great way to enhance the human pet bond experience. And it's something we're excited to be a part of for sure.
Well, thank you for saying that. And I know that when people adopt a pet, you know, we've been fortunate every year to see the look on these new pet parents' faces. There's really nothing like it. And it's also a look of, oh, heck, now what? You know, now the whole idea is I now am responsible for this spiritual being here, and now I've got to take care of them. So, you know, obviously the pet insurance is something that everyone should be aware of and consider. And I know it seems that we have always had pet insurance, but I know that is not the case. So how long has insurance for our pets been available?
Yeah, so the long answer is that it's been available for a while, just not in the form that you'd recognize. So as early as like the late 1800s, it was available for horses and livestock. But when we're talking about like, you know, dogs, cats, it really hasn't been around that long. For example, really the trend started in the early 2000s, where the pet insurance industry really started to take its legs. Embrace, for instance, sold its first policy in 2006. And since then, the industry has grown tremendously. We still see a lot of growth. But it's estimated that only about 2% of companion pet owners have pet insurance, and awareness for pet insurance is still fairly low overall, considering that there are almost 200 million pets that were estimated to live in the United States as of last year. So, you know, the way that we see it is, as vets get better diagnostics tools, as advanced treatment options get better, this all drives the cost of veterinary costs up, right? So pet parents are just opting to take the advantage of veterinary care when they can. And pet insurance gives you the ability to say, you know, what can I do for my pet without putting their finances at risk, without having to worry about that, and choose between the life of your pet or your finances. And I think, too, especially a younger generation or maybe an even older generation who, you know, maybe a pet supplements a kid for a millennial couple, or to empty nesters, it's still their kind of, you know, their kid that they have at home, their dog, their companion. They should never have to make that choice.
Oh, I agree with you. These are our fur children. And when pet parents start checking out the pet insurance, this is kind of a good question, too, because if they're new to this, what are some of the key components for coverage that they should be looking for?
I think the number one thing is it's really easy to be tempted to just price compare, right? So when you're looking at around for pet insurance options, you're going to see some things like, you know, you can set an annual maximum or your deductible or your reimbursement. You know, these kind of pillars of your policy that you're going to see, you know, what it's going to cost you every month. And it's really easy to just say, oh, well, they all probably cover the same thing. I'm not going to worry about it. I'll just, you know, focus on price. But what you really have to take into account is everything that goes into a plan when you buy into it, because the plan is only going to work as well as what it covers for. So what are the exclusions? Does it cover prescriptions? Is alternative therapy covered and routine care? What about vet exam fees, discounts, and the overall reputation of the pet insurance company? These are all things that a pet parent should consider.
And then what age would you suggest coverage for Fido?
I would say as early as possible. If you get a dog who's, you know, just a like really early puppy, there's a lot that can happen in the first few years of a puppy's life. And, you know, the whole point of insurance is it covers the things that happen that are unexpected. The last thing that you want is for, you know, you to say, oh, my pet's going to be healthy. He's a young dog. I'm not going to worry about it. Then something happens, and all of a sudden now it's a pre-existing condition that may not be covered under any pet insurance company. And at that point, it may be too late to cover those catastrophic injuries or illnesses, which is why we really we really highly recommend as soon as you adopt a pet, whether it's a newborn puppy or you know, maybe an older pet that you adopt from a shelter, definitely consider getting it pet insurance as soon as possible.
Well, that's good advice. And I know I enjoy your website, embracepetinsurance.com. It's very impressive. And in that on the homepage, it shows that you are highly rated from several companies such as Consumer Affairs, Facebook, Yelp, Pet Insurance Review, and so many more companies. So tell us, in your own words, about Embrace Pet Insurance and what makes you stand out in the crowd.
Yeah, so I attribute those high ratings to just like an overall customer satisfaction that includes everything from how what our policy covers to our customer service to what we offer that's maybe supplementary. I will say that Embrace does stand out in a lot of ways that most pet insurance companies don't, and I think this is a big part of that. We have something called a healthy pet deductible. And it's the pet insurance industry's only diminishing deductible feature where every year you don't receive a claim, reimbursement will reduce the deductible by $50 for the next year. We have one of the most customizable plans of any pet insurance company. If you go to our website and get a quote, you'll see a lot of different options to help fit the best plan for you and your needs and your budget. We do cover exam fees. Almost no pet insurance company does that. And those can really add up. I mean, just anecdotally, we had somebody at Embrace who had to take her dog to the vet several times a month because of a chronic illness, and she would not have been able to do that if the exam fees were not covered. Important things like that. We offer a wellness rewards program that covers routine visits, grooming, other quality of life. Others don't. Which, you know, that all goes back to when I say when looking at pet insurance, make sure you look at the details. They really do matter.
Well, when I'm on your website again and I'm hitting your blog tab, and it takes us to this really fun page. It's called The Water Bowl, and you feature great articles such as medical training, and I enjoyed the costume topic, as I know how some pet parents love to dress up Fido. Ours, we have one, maybe, and since the holidays are just around the corner, what are some challenges we should be aware of?
So we just went through this personally last year. We have a Great Dane and a Chorky, which is Chihuahua Yorkie mix. So we got the biggest dog we could find and the littlest one. And for our Christmas card, the Great Dane had some antlers and the Chorky was a little elf. So we went through these costume challenges pretty recently. Just some things to know, keep them tight, but not too tight. Nothing that's loose or that's going to hang that could potentially injure your pet if he gets his arm stuck. Make sure that your pet's costume isn't going to get in the way. I would say definitely for Halloween or any season where your dog might encounter somebody else in a costume, to make sure you're aware that, you know, there's a reason why, dogs tend to bark at the mailman. You know, they might see a uniform and say, all right, who is this person? I have to protect my family. So, you know, just making sure that they recognize when other people are in costumes, not just them. But I love that you looked at that section of the site. We update content on there all the time. We have some great articles about traveling with pets, which I think is like right up the alley right here.
Oh, yes.
But, yeah, I would always keep in mind, too, there are some dogs that just don't like to be dressed up. So if that happens to be a dog, just know when to throw in the towel.
Yeah, we have our 10-year-old Lab Junior. He looks like he's so sad just when I put the halter on him. So I know that one isn't going to have anything to do with it. But, you know, it sounds like you need to add a medium-sized dog to your pack, you know, and we've got this great pet adoption tour coming up. You should join us.
Oh, we have a huge cat, and he's probably about he's definitely bigger than the Chorky. I think we'll have to buy another house before we get another dog, but just don't mention that idea to my wife.
Oh, okay, my lips are sealed. So, David, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Yeah, no problem. And look, I would like to remind everyone that Embrace is offering an exclusive 5% discount on Embrace's accident illness coverage to potential adopters who stop by one of these tour events. So take advantage if you can.
Oh, that's great. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, you have a great rest of your day.
You too. It's great talking to you.
For more information, log on to EmbracePetInsurance.com. That's it for Fido Friendly Travel Talk. And for more information on today's show or just about traveling with Fido, go online to FidoFriendly.com and subscribe today. Until next time, travel safe and leave no dog behind. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at AnimalRadio.com. Log on. Learn more.
This is Animal Radio Network.